Ghosts and ghouls, goblins and girls, welcome back to the second installment. That's right, another week in a row with another second installment. This is your Halloween Spectacular Part 2, baby! Hit that intro! Ow, 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 ow!
What the fuck is the internet?
On the internet?
Bad dad.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Bad dad. Rated R.
Oh boy, I should have came in with like a headspace of where to go with this, but we're gonna rock with it.
Well, that's the best thing about Halloween. It's so unpredictable.
Let's get very weird. Because I got the coffee. I'm not drinking today. This is a first. I'm varying on my professional shit. Something that doesn't really happen that often.
Johnny is drinking today.
Uh-oh.
But, I mean, last week I didn't. So, I had to make up for lost time. Sex with ghosts.
We did forget to talk about that.
Would you? Have we? Did we talk about that last week?
Oh, no. Yeah, we definitely did.
So, we did talk about sex with ghosts. All right. Sex with aliens.
I think we got into that, too.
Did we?
Yeah.
Fuck. All right. Well, then, let's combine the two. Which do you think would have better sex, a ghost or an alien?
I'm going to go with alien just because it's actually like a physical being in a certain extent. You might get some alien affection, like that's fine.
It's funny because I was going to say ghost because like they were human. They know the human feel. They want to, you know what I mean? Like aliens, for all we know, could act like a Neanderthal in bed. Like, I don't know what to do. And like start like fingering your butt with like their toes or something. I don't know if greys have toes. I feel like they wouldn't.
See, the way that I'm picturing an alien, though, is have you ever seen that movie, Paul, with like where Seth Rogen was the alien?
Nah, but I'm picturing an alien like that also.
Okay.
But did he have like toes?
I think so. He kind of like reminded me of like a Mike Wazowski type character.
But so, like, we can't say Mike Wazowski would be good in bed. He don't look like he would.
Nah, that just seems like very uncomfortable and scary.
Yeah, but so, I mean...
That shit... Yo.
That's Exorcist. Kinda, right? In a sense, because while she's possessed, she's fucking toying herself with the
fucking crucifix.
That's technically like being finger banged by a ghost, right?
Yeah. So, do you consider that a cursed film?
I would say not cursed. I would say Poltergeist was a cursed film before The Exorcist.
All right, see, this is where you're going to get fucking mad at me because I'm going to bring back fucking Blair Witch Project because I think that's a cursed film because once you watch that, it's like, what the fuck? Like, your life will just go down in, like, a fucking shitty path, like, once you watch that. It's just downhill from there.
Maybe I shouldn't have watched it at 10.
You watched that at 10?
I think, like, 10 or 12, yeah. But I wasn't afraid of it. I didn't like it. I thought it was stupid because I didn't understand it.
Yeah, I didn't understand it either. So, like... Until I was like 17 when I rewatched it again and like kind of understood the gist of it, I kind of like appreciated the film for what it was worth and then like watched a lot of backstory around it. Like, I'm not going to come out and say like I'm a Blair Witch stan, but I mean, I thought like it was just way too overhyped for everything.
Well, no, I think for back then, I don't think it was overhyped at all. Like, in terms of like things like that being made.
Well, that's considered an indie movie, right?
I think because of budget, yeah. But it technically wasn't, right? I mean, it had a full theatrical release and shit.
Yeah, it did. But, like, I feel bad for, like, the people that, like, went out to go fucking watch that when it came out. Like, can you imagine going to the theater and just trying to, like, comprehend what the fuck is going on?
Well, that's kind of like in, what was it, 2010 with Paranormal Activity. People thought that shit was real.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was real, too. Like, I was, until, like, the third one, because I was young. Like, I was, like, 10, 11 when they first started coming out. So, I really thought they were real until I got to like a certain age and then I was like, oh yeah, this shit fake. But like that shit, they did a really good job to like really fool you.
Yeah, dude. And I thought it was mad real until this is what pisses me off so much, man. I watched an interview with the mother of the main character, the female main character.
Oh yeah.
And she's talking about how some lady like ran out of the theater and on opening night crying in the bathroom and she went to like console her. And she's like, no, it's just a movie. It's just a movie. It's not real. And they show that in the interview. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That sounded evil as fuck.
I was so mad. I was like, so it's not real. Like, half of the experience, or maybe like a quarter of the experience, is going with a mindset of, oh my God, this could happen.
Yeah, but like they had a really good story, so like they made it they made it believable.
But really quick, so the Blair Witch Project, wow, had an original budget of $35,000 to $60,000.
Really?
And this is actually kind of crazy. After post production and edits, it cost between $200,000 and $750,000, which is kind of insane. That doesn't really make sense.
Camera quality was pretty good for the time too.
Yeah.
With the budget that they were giving, I got to admit, like, they definitely used every penny to where it had to have went.
But no, even still, that still counts as the pre-production budget, which was 30 to 60K. And the final cost after everything came to be I don't know how you get a between rate of 200 and 750,000. That's $550,000 unaccounted for, technically. I don't get those numbers.
Yeah, that's really strange.
And yeah, see, all right, the promotional marketing campaign, which this is fucking phenomenal, listed the actors as either missing or deceased, which is fucking crazy.
Oh my God, yeah, I remember reading something about that.
That's insane. And then someone bought the distribution rights for $1.1 million. So no matter what, they gained money after.
Yeah.
Even if $750,000, that's still a come up, especially back then.
So technically that film is a scam, all in all.
Honestly, I would call this like the first ever like social experiment with film.
Because if somebody did that now, where like you would like advertise it as like the main characters being missing or deceased, I feel like that wouldn't go over well.
No, because the internet, you can just look up anything.
I mean, you could do a really good job at like fucking like putting out false information and shit and really throwing people up.
I think I see what you're saying with like people would just be like, oh, you're going to pretend someone's dead for a film, blah, 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 blah.
Not even pretend, but like, yo, you guys are just going to allow them to be missing or some shit. Like,
yeah, exactly. People would just fucking, God, it sucks. It sucks. You can't have fun anymore, dude. Like, not that people missing is fun, but like when it ties into a film and shit, man, it's like it's just interesting.
Very. And it makes you want to go out to see it because there's like really no fucking like urge to ever go to a movie theater again, dude. Like,
no, not unless it's something like Godzilla versus King Kong.
Now, even that, I'm a bootleg it. I'm a bootleg that shit on my Amazon Fire Stick. I don't care.
If it wasn't for all of this, I would 100% go to theaters because of like just you got to see a fight like that on a screen that big.
Yeah, I guess. But hey, but back to the conspiracy that I said last week, that shit ain't even fucking started yet. I mean, shit, you never know. Like, it could fucking get 5 months in that week before it's supposed to come out. They're airing fucking previews and shit and then delay it again.
I would bet money that the trailer's not finished. Update on the Godzilla vs. King Kong film. After recording this episode, we did discover that it has been pushed back a fucking again until 2021. So, fuck Legacy, fuck Warner Brothers. I think it's Warner Brothers. Fuck them all. I'm over it. Godzilla's still gonna win, though.
This is like when they rebooted Planet of the Apes.
Well, see, they started strong, though, at least.
That first one was really good.
The first couple. Yeah, I saw the last one in theaters, and it was not great. Like, I can't knock, like, the special effects and all that shit, and the mocap, but the story wasn't really dope. I think I was off cocaine in the theaters, dude. I think I was. Wait, no, it was. Because
he was geeked up.
Dude, I wouldn't go to a lot of films with my boy. Like, I love going to films alone. Because I just like to, I'll get mad high or like have a few drinks and just get in my zone, you know?
Yeah.
Because I like to like dissect films a lot. So
I did that for Joker and I ended up passing out because I drank too much Hennessy. Because I went to the AMC theater with them recliner chairs and it was just fucking KO after that.
I've never been to any of those. We got the worst ones out here, dude.
Y'all got like fucking like Regal.
No, we got Showcase. I think that's literally it in Rhode Island.
Jesus.
Yeah, so we ain't even really out here like that. But a couple of them have like the little bars.
Oh, so we don't even have that here where you could get alcohol at the fucking movie theater.
What?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, no, we got little bars.
I wish. That should be fire if they had that here.
It is kind of cool. You can just sit down, have a drink before or after the film. It's pretty dope. It is cool. It's an arm and a leg, but it's atmosphere. Whatever.
But that's what they're going to need to do in order to bring them back. It's like all theaters are, that's going to be like it's going to be needed to bring people in, I think, at this point.
that's a really good point, actually. Like, luxury, quote-unquote luxury film viewing will have to be, like, the what do you want to call it? Kind of, like, the bar. Like, that's kind of...
That's what's going to draw the people in.
Not even, like, creme de la creme anymore, just normal. That's going to become, like, normal to in films, I think, like, in movie theaters.
For real.
Because there's no point. Like, people have TVs 50, 60... I think there's a 65 or 70-inch in the fucking parlor, you know? I don't... If I wanted to watch a big screen film, I don't have to go to a theater anymore.
Yeah, you could literally fucking watch the shit on home. Like, you could stream that shit on fucking, like, on a cam.
And not even that, though. On top of that, now people and companies see, hey, we don't need to fucking go to theaters to make money.
Oh, like, yeah.
I think, which is weird. I think I said it last week or whatever. I mentioned Trolls 2.
Yeah, no, I think we were having, yeah, we definitely were having that conversation.
Trolls
last week.
World Tour, like, they.
But even that new, what's the Pete Davidson movie, man, that I've seen the ads on YouTube for.
Yo, that shit looks like the most unfunny film in the world. As yeah. As someone who has made very funny dead dad jokes, to start your film off with the most unfunny dead dad joke in the world, like, it's like, it's just not going to be a good film. If you thought that was the kicker, like, wow, that's an edgy, funny joke. It's like, oh, this film is doomed.
And then, like, you get into the trailer and the shit's, like, fucking really wholesome and, like, what the fuck are we watching? Is this a fucking drama or a comedy?
Dude, no, seriously. I watched the trailer in full for the first time, I think 2 days ago. And I was like, because I would always skip it because I was like, this isn't funny.
Yeah, I watched it the first time I seen it. I just let it ride through and I was interested. Well, I haven't seen it.
I'm so uninterested. It's like, it's so, you can tell, like, just some edgy fucking like hipster 25-year-old wrote that in a Starbucks. Like, oh, it's about a down and out tattoo artist who tattoos children. Ha ha ha, his dad's dead. Ha ha. And he's gonna follow in his footsteps but not like it. And then the end of the fucking movie, he's gonna love his job. I'm calling it now, man. That's what it seems like. I usually respect Judd Apatow and what he does with film and TV, but
yeah.
God, it's really like the older you get, you kind of know you don't have to care as much, whether you realize you're doing that or not. So, to finally get off the topic, Blair Witch Project grossed nearly $250 million worldwide, making it the most successful independent film of all time, as well as one of the most profitable.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And then all of their other films suck. Complete cock.
Mm-hmm.
The video game was not fun.
They had a video game? I didn't even know they had a video game.
Dude, I was so excited, man, because, like, in theory, it's just walking around in a scary woods finding stuff. That is also what the game is, but...
So basically Slenderman before Slenderman.
I don't know if I would say better or worse than Slenderman. I would say on par, because the Slenderman game used to scare the fucking shit out of me as a kid. Even knowing, like, oh, something's gonna pop up. If I turn around, like, it's just, ah, man, it was good shit back then.
100%.
Creepypastas were just so much harder to, actually, when you think about it, I was going to say creepypastas are harder to, like, distinguish, like, oh, I mean, what if it's based on a true story, blah, blah, blah. It's so much easier to find now. Technically.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an Ouroboros. It's kind of eaten itself and become real with that, with, like, those kids who fucking tried to sacrifice that little girl.
I was just going to bring that up.
It's kind of fucking crazy. Like,
I wonder, like, I don't know where that case is at right now. Did those girls ever get sentenced?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they both got, I know for a fact one got psychiatric. Like, that's where she had to go. She had to get into, like, the loony bin. I don't know if they both got tried, though. All right, it took 4 years for them to fucking, that makes no sense. Like, you stabbed this girl.
Nobody died.
19 times. 19 times.
But she didn't die.
But that's still attempted murder. It took 4 years to come to that conclusion.
Okay, yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it happened in 2014. And in 2018, as part of her fucking plea agreement, the main bitch, the stupider looking one, was convicted. She wasn't found guilty because of mental disease, of course. The one was sentenced up to 25, and then the main one was sentenced up to 40 years in a mental health institution. So that is insane. I mean, literally.
That's crazy. My thing is, they planned this shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that should be fucking premeditated.
Then, yeah, well, they planned it the day before, and then on the 31st. Yo, that's crazy. That was like a week ago. Would have been like the 8th year or 4th year anniversary or some shit.
Oh, fuck yeah. May 31st. Holy shit. Yeah. Wait, no. She did die.
No, it says nobody died.
Right here, I'm reading. Wait, what do you got?
I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. This is your. What are you looking at?
I'm just under Google where it's saying like what happened, blah, blah, blah. Her last name was Wiener? Weir?
No, it's those Wiener. Are the two assailants.
Yeah, but Wiener pled guilty to being a party to... Oh, attempted second degree. Okay, never mind. Yeah, so, all right, she didn't die, which, thank God. But, wow, man, the other one got fucking up to 40 years.
That shit crazy as hell. Yo, last year, the Slenderman stabbing victim actually spoke out publicly for the first time.
What'd that bitch say? That fucking idiot.
There's a whole like video on ABC News. She don't look. Oh no, she. Oh no, cut this. But she ugly as hell.
Nah, we ain't cutting that. She's ugly as fuck.
I don't know, but she might be underage, so please.
She's what? Gonna be 17 now.
She was 17 at the time, so she might be 18. Actually, no, she kind of fine. No. I'm seeing different pictures. She kind of fine.
Hold on, which one? Hold on. Because they were both. No. You said one was. They were both 12 at the time.
No, I'm talking about the one that got stabbed.
Oh. Victims. Peyton Lunter.
I think it's Lautner.
I don't even fucking care. Well, all right. I'll be nice to her. She got fucking stabbed. But then again, like, you should know who you're hanging out with, man. She is ugly as sin. What?
There's some other pictures. Like, she looked a little wholesome.
She's so stupid looking. She's normal.
She's normal. She doesn't look like the girl in the second picture.
They're definitely showing the worst possible photos of when she was stabbed. That's for damn sure.
They got pictures of that?
Her stupid braces? Her little stupid braces? No, not like literally. Like, you're wearing Converses and a dress. Like, maybe you deserved to get stabbed.
I don't give up.
Did we talk about Ghosts versus Aliens? I already forgot.
Yeah, we did. That was the first thing we talked about.
Okay, but like, who would win in a fight? We talked about sex.
Yeah. Or yeah, we did talk about sex. So if we win in a fight, I'm going to go with an alien too. Cause, or no, I'm going to go to Ghost. You can't see a ghost.
What if aliens got... Damn, that is a good... That's a tough one. Fuck! Do you think they always... like? I feel like they usually go hand in hand in conversation.
True.
Do you think it's because... What if, like, even in war, they... Because think about it, like, what if they can't see them? But then it's like, well, what if they have technology to see them? And it's like...
Hold on, Logan just sent me a video. He said volume.
You know what that means? We're calling them now!
Time to make the donuts.
Don't be a chump!
Look at his stupid button up. Happy Halloween, dude. You heard it here first, our first caller of the week. We're at the second part of the Halloween Spectacular. We got Logan on the phone.
What's happening?
You heard it here first, guys. That was Logan. I just hung up on him. What up? Yo, you know I almost fucked a jack-o'-lantern once?
I want to love you so deeply, I'm afraid to show him how ugly I can be.
I'm
to make them go away. I want him to hold my hand while I nurse them myself. And I want him to cherish the bruises they leave behind,
I need to hear this story.
All right, I'm gonna grab one more. Hold on,
bro. Just hearing you I'm getting nauseous over here. Big time nauseous. Just thinking about alcohol.
All right, so this one time, it was actually when I first got back with my ex.
So what year is this around? Like, let's get a circa.
Oh, this was just last November.
Okay.
So, well, no, last October.
This shit got me fucked up. You were just fucking. You were like 2 years younger.
One what? I was 8 months younger.
Okay, so yeah, I'm concerned. So keep going.
So, I'm the one with the food story this time. Fuck. So I think afterwards, when we broke up and everything, when Halloween came back around, it was kind of like a, oh damn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I remember I cash apped her $1.
$1.
I was like, because I forgot her phone number, and she wouldn't hit me up. And, which, I mean, I guess that was my fault, because I, like, was mean to her when she dropped off, like, a package, like, I sent to her house that was for me. Because it was just a bad day, so I was like, really, of all fucking days, like, this is what you do. You could have, like, gave me a heads up, whatever.
Would you send her a bag of shit or something?
No. I had a t-shirt that got sent to her house while I was there. And I was just in a bad mood because, like, a bunch of shit happened. And so then when I seen that, I, like, hit her up all mean. Not all mean. I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, really could have just fucking let me know. Whatever. So she blocks me. And then months go by. And I'm like, damn. Like, around Halloween time. So I cash app her $1. And I'm like, yo, like, is my GameCube controller there? I'm pretty sure I had all my GameCube controllers. I just, like, I wanted a reason to talk to her. Like, whatever.
And would she request another dollar and wrote the message?
Dude, imagine she should have requested another dollar. That would have been hilarious. I probably would have blocked her at that point. I would have been like, fuck this bitch. But hindsight, that's mad funny.
I'm going to do that if something like that happens to me.
You fucking should. So she texts me about it and we're talking. And then like 2 days go by, and we're talking about wrestling. And it was back when like Raw was still kind of okay. WWE in general was kind of okay. It was on its way down.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I can lift there if you need. And she's like, no, like, I don't mind. And like, dude, my anxiety ridden head, I was like, yo, what if like she's got people to jump me, like, you know, like she's like pissed that I like left her and now I'm just hitting her back up, blah, 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 blah.
Yo, that would have been a story to tell though.
My brain was all over the place.
As it should be though, because of a bitch setting you up. I've seen, yo, sorry to cut you off from this fucking good ass story to. Did you see the video of the one kid that was Zan the fuck out and they beat the shit out of him?
I didn't understand that video because I needed more context. Because he did also look like he's off the Zan. It's like, why are you still taking Zans? You know what I mean? It's a tough.
Oh, yeah, dude. But everybody was off Zans and I think he got beat up. But
he's like brain dead though, right?
Yeah.
Like now? That's fucked up.
But that's what I'm picturing in my head, like a situation that you were to be expecting to walk into.
Yeah, you never know. She stays like smoking. She could have smoked me up with some weird shit, you know? Shit happens.
Could have put some GHB in your fucking, dude, in your shit.
Yeah, man. Shit, like real life, it happens. So you really never know. That's a bad way to think, but like, that's just my brain. So we're chilling, and I remember she's sitting up at the top of the bed. We're watching wrestling, and I'm sitting on the edge, like a girl. Like the first time at a dude's house, I'm on the edge of the bed. My shoes are on. My fucking legs are crossed. I was the bitch in this situation, dude. And dude, she really was the man in that situation. She's like, you know, you can like sit up on the bed if you want. And I'm like, all nervous. I'm like, oh, I guess so. I'm like, yeah. Fuck. Because I really wasn't trying to get too close because, like, it was the first night hanging out again. You know what I mean? So we're chilling on the bed. And she's like, yeah, you can, like, sit up on the bed if you want. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you know, I didn't want to just, like, put my shoes on it. She's like, oh, you can take your shoes off, dude. It's like, I get why she was so upfront. Like, we lived together and shit. So, like, obviously, like, yeah, I know I can put my shoes on the bed. I put my nut on the bed. Like, my shoes are not an issue in my brain right now. Fucking you is an issue in my brain.
But this is dirty bitch though, right?
I mean, yeah, she was dirty. Not, yeah, like, I can't say she was sexually dirty for like viewers or like just to cover my
No, like she was dirty.
She was an unclean person.
Dirty.
Yeah, she was just dirty.
Grimy.
Grimy. Like, she didn't have like hella bodies or whatever, but she was just unkept, man.
Like, I just, like, the way, like, I, like, imagine her is, like, one of these girls that, like, oh, I don't shave my armpits.
No, deodorant on. She looked clean, and she, like, was, she was very pretty. Sam is very pretty. I wouldn't call her a bombshell. Jess is a bombshell. I won't cut that out. I won't bleep it. Jess, you are beautiful. But yeah, so she's like, she kept like inching me like a guy, which hindsight, maybe that's why I'm so attracted to dominance. Damn it, that bitch had my number. And then she'd be like passing me the bong. And she's like, you know, you can come closer so you can like, so I don't have to like keep handing you the bong that far away. I'm like, God damn it, bitch. Which is exactly what she did the first time we hung out. She was like, you can sit on the couch so I don't have to keep reaching for the bong. And I was like, ah. And so, and then I don't even know how it happened, because then I know we ended up fucking.
And then you just got the great idea to be like, yo, I'm going to fuck the jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, my bad. The whole reason I told the beginning of the story was because it was Halloween time, and we never talked about that, hey, we are together now. It was more so like a, well, this is happening again. She was like super stoked, so she's like, let's do all this fucking shit. So we go to a haunted hayride, we go fucking pumpkin picking, you know what I mean? So now we have pumpkins. So the following day we get drunk again. We were painting the pumpkin. We were pumpkin paint. No, we carved it. I don't know which came first. Who cares? I remember doing like little arrows towards the hole. And this is the thing though. When I'm in the moment, like, it takes, like, kind of a lot to get broken out of it. So after, like a half hour or so, like, whenever it would be after I would bust, we'd look over and be like, damn it, the pumpkin! Because she mentioned as a joke about fucking a pumpkin. I was like, I'll do it. That'd be mad funny. Let's cut a hole in it. As we, like, start, like, foreplay or whatever, it would get forgotten about, and then it would keep happening, and then it started getting moldy. And I was like, I'm not fucking a pumpkin anymore. It's moldy. I'm not doing that. So that's how I almost fucked a pumpkin. I would have. I wish I did. We can't even lie. That pumpkin guts.
That don't even sound fun, bro.
You're not telling me pumpkin guts don't sound mad good?
No, because I just think about the smell of a pumpkin and my dick smelling like a pumpkin. I can't do that. I
mean, pumpkin ain't that bad of a smell. You don't fuck with pumpkin?
Nah, I don't like pumpkin seeds. I don't like none of that. I don't even like pumpkin spice. Like, that shit gross. Yeah, because you a white girl, that's why.
Only white girls have hurt me the most.
No kizzy.
Should we do 3 weeks of Halloween?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I'm already sick of Halloween.
All right. We're not going to interview the goblin, but I am going to spit some goblin facts after this interview. All right, so up next, ladies and gentlemen, ghouls, goblins, werewolves, vampires, all you fucking howling creatures of the night. Get ready for a special treat, baby. We got with us in studio, it's the Invisible Man! Give it up, guys! Thank you so much, Invisible Man, for joining us in studio. Tell me, how's your day been so far?
Very nice. Interesting.
All right. I feel that. Yes. Black lives do matter, Invisible Man. You are correct.
Oh, okay. So, Invisible Man, how old are you? Wow, I thought you were a lot older than that.
Yeah, certainly. That's actually very surprising. You look a lot younger for your age. Now, what is it like being invisible? Now, what are some trials and tribulations, some pros and cons that come with invisibility? I couldn't have said it better myself, Invisible Man. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, we do have a very strict and tight schedule on the Halloween episodes. Thank you so much for stopping by, Invisible Man. Thank you so much. Wonderful guy. For months at this point, we have been on the topic of goblins. We've talked about ghouls. We've talked about ghosts. But have we ever really delve into the life of a goblin?
I got some facts in this for you.
Do you? You have goblin facts.
I in fact do.
Are we going to a whole new segment?
Yeah.
That's right, baby.
Yeah. They are shorter than an average people, but larger than pixies, gnomes, and elves.
No shit, that's just a fact! Everyone knows that!
I'm reading goblin facts. Goblins are often presented as devious, mischievous, or evil creatures.
The term goblet has been used to refer to female goblins.
Stories of these creatures have strong roots in Europe, but can be found in folklore around the world.
They are almost always small and grotesque, mischievous, malicious, and greedy, especially for golden jewelries. They often have magical abilities similar to a fairy or a demon, which brings me to start to think, is a goblin just a cousin of an angel or a demon?
The powers and abilities of a goblin tend to be related to the type of goblin in the story. There are fairly few universal constants in terms of power, with the exception of the fact that they can be relatively stealthy.
That is a perfect segue into types of goblins. My favorite type is a red cap. Now, a red cap is a type of malevolent goblin, murderous, who inhabit ruined castles along the Anglo-Scottish border, especially those that were the scenes of tyranny or wicked deeds. They are known for soaking their caps in the blood of victims.
My goodness. Goblins have a tendency to pop up in the rural areas, especially in those that are near forests. They represent an overall fear of dark and unknown, with the tactic admission that humans can't necessarily fight back against those things that can't be seen.
And one of my favorites, there are other types of goblins, and there wasn't much info on this, but there are goblin ponies. Now, I don't know if that means goblin hyphen ponies, or if they are ponies that are ridden by goblins. That's all the info I have. I don't know what exactly it means.
Do goblins ride jet skis?
I don't know. Can midgets ride jet skis?
Yeah, but do you think they could ride a jet ski? Oh, no, don't say midgets. Don't say midgets.
I think dwarf is worse.
No. No, the little people community is going to come after us and they're scary.
But why?
No, we got to either call them dwarfs or little people.
Well, did you know him?
I don't know, but it's like called dwarfism, so I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't call someone I didn't know a midget.
Well, I met one like that, and I called him a midget, and he got mad at me, and he was threatening to fucking get his people.
I just don't see how that... I think dwarf is so much worse, because dwarf has a connotation to, like, a magical...
Well, shit, that's what we're doing, because I don't know no midgets.
Little goblin, no? I've always wondered this. Like, I've always felt that way.
Shit, let's look at that, then. Is fucking Snow White and the fucking 18 different doors, are they fucking unpolitically correct?
Every dwarf in that... But no, see, because dwarf... It's a fairy tale. I don't know. I mean, Snow White and the Seven Midgets doesn't sound as good as Snow White in the Seven Dwarfs.
But they're real people.
So I got, what would our goblin names be and our goblin power? And also, where would we reside as that goblin?
All goblins are somewhere in Russia, because every Russian girl I've seen... Oh, I can't even... No. Don't take that. I got a lot of Russian fans, but a lot of Russian girls have fucking... They look like goblins.
But no, I mean, in general, if you were your own little type of goblin, where would you reside and what would that power be? Like, would it correlate? You know what I mean?
Be in, the jungle where, those indigenous people are, that fucking... Remember that fucking... You know, way back when, the dudes were, going to that island and the dude got fucking hit with a bow or some shit?
That fucking dumbass who was trying to promote God.
Yeah, and he went to... Yeah.
A little kid shot the Bible with a bow and arrow right through it.
Yo, that shit was
And then he
crazy.
Came back a second time and they killed him. He deserved it.
No cap. Yeah, nah, for real. That's trespassing.
That would be one of the craziest goblins ever, though.
Exactly. That's where I would reside. Somewhere like that. My shit would be like aimbot accuracy.
Oh, what would your name be? That's a fire combo. You need a goblin name with that.
I really have no fucking idea.
You got to. Oh,
fuck, man. I'm bad with names, man.
You got to come up with one.
Yeah, I named myself Face Tat. Come on, man. What the fuck?
Face Tat the Goblin.
Yeah, it might as well just call it that, because I'm a fucking character in my own self, so fuck it. I'm a goblin already.
Corey the Red Cap would be me.
I'd be fucking Face Tat in the Green Beret.
But my real goblin name would be Malvagent.
Let me get this right. You're gonna be like the Sandman, but for pasta, or like the Tooth Fairy.
All right, yeah, I've been. It was originally for the first episode, but I was way too high to tell the story, so I drank this week. So I'm super down to tell my little Halloween story that will be playing throughout the months. Actually, we'll do this. The Halloween episode, because I think it actually lands on the 30th.
We'll drop the book.
Where we drop the episode. The final chapter will be released. So Henny Milk will be reciting parts of his story week by week, preparing y'all for the finale, which will be on October 30th. This has no title yet. This also has no direction. I've been writing it as I think. So with that said, let's get ready for part one of Henny Milk's horror story. Part one. There's mostly darkness. A faint light through the crack of the door sends my eyelids to my brow. What door is this? I must have passed out last night. I haven't drank like that in a while. Can't believe I couldn't handle my booze. Other thoughts also filled my head. None of them as important as what I expected them to be in the future. Where am I? My head hurts. My head really hurts. I can't move. I'm shackled to a bed. The door opens! Sedatives must still be in my system. Vision blurred, but I can just make it out. It's a hammer. No, a knife. No, a hammer. Good morning, sleepyhead. There she is. Mostly sure. No! I remember that tattoo. It is her. The girl from the bar. Where am I? Somewhat dazed, head still throbbing. You're home, silly, she replies. The door illuminating the room I've woken up in. Garbage bags lace the floor like a children collecting toys. And floral wallpaper, yellow, seems old. Covering the walls behind the clear tarps stapled atop. Strength slowly regenerating. I try to get out of them shackles. No use, obviously. This isn't my house. I went home after the bar. Shout. Dazed still. Even in this moment, in this predicament, I'm lying to myself. How did I get home last night? I really shouldn't have driven. Wait, who am I to say I even did drive? You don't remember? You poor thing. I knew they were too rough on you. Who's they? I reply.
All right, guys. FaceTat here. This is where we're going to wrap up the Internet Phantoms podcast. You can check us out at Podcast Phantoms on Twitter or whatever you use to stream podcasts at Internet Phantoms Podcast. We got real spooky today, and yeah.
Goodbye!
Bye!
I ain't gonna lie, baby, I don't like it when you toy like that. Maybe four right back, yeah. Maybe four right back, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, baby, I don't like it when you toy like that. Maybe four right back, yeah. Four right back, yeah, yeah, yeah. Late night trying to slide, yeah, she want me in a bed. Even when I'm around, yeah, she got me in her head. She feeling insecure, but she's sexy. I'ma take her around the world if she let me. Yeah, she's so important to me. I love how she always makes sure that I eat. I'm not gonna lie, I think that she my queen. And none of you brothers gonna take her from me. If one of you might try and take her from me, I'ma just pull up with one of my G's. Nah, fuck it, all of my team. Been bout it since day, so we ain't going easy. I ain't gonna lie, baby, I don't like it when you talk like that. Maybe four right back, yeah. Maybe four right back, yeah, yeah, yeah. Late night trying to slide, yeah, she want me in a bed. Even when I'm around, yeah, she got me in her head. She feeling insecure, but she's sexy. I'ma take her around the world if she let me. Late night trying to slide, yeah, she want me in a bed. Even when I'm around, yeah, she got me in her head. She feeling insecure, but she's sexy. I'ma take her around the world if she let me. Keep my fucking name out your mouth. How you in your 20s, but you're still a fucking clown. I'm only 19 and I don't back down.
Step so clean, nettle, hot like kettle. Late night trying to slide. Yeah, she want me in a bed. Even when I'm down, yeah, she got me in her head. She feeling insecure, but she's sexy. I'ma take her around the world if she let me.
Late night trying to slide. You never hit me up in the dead of night. I've been off drugs, I've been feeling right. You left me all alone, I was horrified. Put your presence in the room, got me hypnotized. Welcome to my world, baby, you can visualize. When I'm in the streets, you know that I'm certified. Everything that you wanted, I can fantasize. Forgive me, baby, for my late night trying to slide. You never hit me up in the dead of night. I've been off drugs, I've been feeling right. You left me all alone, I was horrified. Put your presence in the room, got me hypnotized. Welcome to my world, baby, you can visualize. When I'm in the streets, you know that I'm certified. Everything that you wanted, I can fantasize. Forgive me, baby, for my past, I apologize.
I ain't gonna lie, baby, I don't like it when you talk like that. Made me fall right back, yeah. Made me fall right back, yeah. Yeah, yeah, late night trying to slide. Yeah, she want me in a bed. Even when I'm brown, yeah, she got me in her head. Even when I'm brown, yeah, she got me in her head.